It's a simple question of weight ratios. A 5-ounce bird could not carry a 1-pound coconut.
It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Welcome to another edition of the Friday Night Catfight Podcast. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, where it's at, doing the do just for you. Each week I bring you a different theme, and then towards the end of the program we have the world famous Friday Night Catfight, baby, where two records go up against one another. I'm going to play two songs by different artists, and I want you to pick the one you dig the most. That'll be coming up later on in the show. The theme of this week's Friday Night Catfight is bird songs. Songs about birds. Now, there's a couple of ground rules to this week's episode. One, no songs about chickens. Chickens will get their own show down the line. Two, no songs about airplanes being referred to as birds. That will also be another show. So now that we got that straightened out, baby, let's get right into songs about birds. And what a great variety of different types of music I've got for you this week. If you're a true music fan, you're going to love listening to this week's Friday Night Catfight Podcast. First, here's a record that dates all the way back to 1926, when first recorded by Al Jolson. It's been done by so many others since then. And it was a song that my mother used to sing to me when I was just a little cat. So it's got a special place in my heart, too. And it's one of the happiest songs ever recorded. So get ready to tap your toe. Doris Day kicks us off from early 1953. Here's When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbing Along, kicking off this week's bird theme on the Friday Night Cat Fight Podcast.
Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts driving his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
With the swinging band, they made a new dance called the rock and roll. Eliminated all but three, I'm told. Well, the bluebird, the buzzard, and the Oreo. Oh, well, it was humping, trees was rocking. There was a rocking and a humping till the leaves came a tumbling down. Well, the eagle came a hopping from tree to tree, said, I'll emcee this jamboree. All your little sparrows better swing and sway, gonna rock
this tree till the break of day with the bluebird, the buzzard and the Oreo. Oh, oh, well, it was a rocking, trees, it was a hopping. They both were rocking from the hopping till the leaves came a tumbling down. Started this rock and roll. Well, the bluebird,
rock, rock,
the buzzard and the Oreo. Oh, oh, well, there was a hopping, trees was a rocking, there was a rocking and a rolling till the leaves came a tumbling down. Well, there was a rocking, trees was a hopping, there was a walking and a rolling till the leaves came a tumbling down.
Tell you, there's no tenor finer than Clyde McFadder singing with Billy Ward and the Dominoes from 1952, When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano. Now, when is that, you might ask yourself? Well, I'll tell you, baby, every March around the 19th, the Swallows return to San Juan Capistrano, to the mission there. They've spent the whole winter down in South America vacationing, and then they finally come home. Now, right around this time, they're actually starting to get ready to leave San Juan Capistrano. They leave around the middle of October. Sounds like a pretty nice way to spend the winter to me. And of course, that song was also a big hit for the Ink Spots back in the 40s. And Long Island Bob has been trying for years to get me to play the Pat Boone version of When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano. Keep on trying, L.I.B. I ain't cracking. Before that, the Bluebird, the Buzzard, and the Oriole. Bobby Day making his way. That's his bird song representation this week. No Rockin' Robin, okay? We've heard that one enough. So we cover three birds with that one. The Bluebird, the Buzzard, and the Oriole. And we kicked off the show with When the Red Red Robin Comes Bobbing Along from Doris Day. Now let's move into another tune about a buzzard. You know, a buzzard can really ruin your day. It's a nickname for a vulture. They call them buzzards in Europe. Now, over here, we refer to buzzards as either the American black vulture or the turkey vulture. And I'll tell you, man, they are pests. They'll just get into all your things. So what could be better than a buzzard pie? Here's a tune recorded by Rudy Green and his orchestra back in 1947. It was written by Bullet Records owner John Bullet. And of course, released on Bullet Records out of Nashville, Tennessee. Cutting yourself a slice of buzzard pie. I'm Matt the Cat. It's Bird Songs this week on the Friday Night Cat Fight Podcast.
The buzzard said one day, as he flew across the way, he spotted me, then he licked his chops, and this is what he said. Ah, die, 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 said the buzzard. Die, die, what a meal you'll be. Die, 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 said the buzzard, and bring that millimeter to me. Die, 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 said the buzzard. Die, die, die right now. I said, the buzzard, you ain't gonna live always no how. Boy, you just keep on walking. Why don't you stand still? My, you look so delicious. Hold still, Jack, while I get my fill. Die, 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 said the buzzard. Die, die, ain't you got no sense? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, said the buzzard. Come on, die and save fuel expense. Mr. Buzzard, hi, hi, don't you blow your top. My, 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 Mr. Buzzard, I just double dare you to stop. Hi, 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 Mr. Buzzard, hi, hi, why you big fat bird? My, hi, hi, Mr. Buzzard, there's a meat shortage, oh, ain't you heard? Boy, with this meat shortage all over the town, you just fly down a little lower, let your big feet hit the ground. Hi, 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 Mr. Buzzard. Hi, hi, come here to me. Hi, 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 Mr. Buzzard, and be my Sunday specialty.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you are only waiting for this moment to be free. blackbird fly. Blackbird fly into the line of a dark black night. This moment to arise, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Ooh, back up on my care and woe. Here I go, swinging low. Bye bye, blackbird. Well, somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, and so is he. Bye bye, blackbird. Because no one here can love or understand me. Ooh, what a hard luck stories they are. So you make my bed and light the light, because I'll be home later on tonight, blackbird. Bye bye.
Couple songs about the blackbird. That's Bye Bye Blackbird from Ricky Lee Jones. She recorded that in 1991 from her album Pop Pop. Before that, the Beatles, 1968 classic off the White Album, Paul McCartney's Blackbird. And we heard Buzzard Pie by Rudy Green and his orchestra. This is the Friday Night Catfight, all about bird songs. No chickens and no songs about airplanes. Those are coming up in the near future. Coming up in just a couple of minutes on the Friday Night Catfight, two artists are going to clash over the tune Birdland. That's just moments away here on the Friday Night Catfight. But let's continue this bird theme. Here's a song that was one of the biggest in the early 1950s. Two versions of this song made it to the Pop Top 10. One by Patti Page, and this one off Capitol Records from Les Paul and Mary Ford. Here's Mockingbird Hill.
When the sun in the morning peeps over the hill and kisses the roses round my windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, toodity-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, toodity-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on the Mockingbird Hill. Survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sky and an old whippoorwill singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, tweedity-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, tweedity-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on the mockingbird.
I love you so dearly, I love you so clearly, I'll wake you up in the morning.
I love the harmonies on that record and the whole sound of it. It sounds so old-timey. It was actually cut in 2001 by the Be Good Tanyas, a female trio from Vancouver. Jolie Holland was in the Be Good Tanyas, and she's released 3 or 4 fantastic solo albums. And they released about 3 albums together, I believe. That song kicked off their first album, which features a great photo of a train under a crescent moon. Before that, a couple of tunes about mockingbirds. Charlie and Inez Fox from 1963 did the classic Mockingbird. James Taylor and Carly Simon would have a hit cover of that in the 70s. And Les Paul and Mary Ford gave us Mockingbird Hill. It's the Friday Night Catfight Bird Songs. Today, the expression, do the bird, probably means something different than it did back in the 1960s. Get your dancing shoes on, baby. Here comes D.D. Sharp, doing the bird.
Look out! Look out! There's a big bad bird that's a-flying about. Come on, baby, do the bird with me. Fly-i-i-i-i-i. Yeah, the whisker pony to the bird with me. Fly-i-i-i-i-i. Come on, baby, fly your hands around. You can even do it sitting down.
Do the bird, do the bird.
Do the shimmy, shimmy.
Do the bird, do the bird.
The fever you give me.
Do the bird, do the bird.
Thank you.
Couple of songs here about bluebirds. Those are the Genies from Long Beach, Long Island, giving you some Bluebird Doo-Wop from 1960. That was their fourth single release on the Warwick label, Just Like a Bluebird. I want to thank Long Island Bob for sending me that record. He actually knew the Genies personally and hung around with the group. Before that, a Fats Domino song you don't hear very often. It was cut in October of 1961 and only released on the 1962 LP Just Domino on the Imperial label. That's Birds and Bees. And Dee Dee Sharp gave us Do the Bird, Baby. Coming up in just a few minutes, two artists are going to battle over the tune Birdland, so I hope you'll stick around for that. Right now we got a blues tune, baby, written by Sonny Boy Williamson, released in 1952 on the Modern label by The Hook, John Lee Hooker. Here's Bluebird Blues. It's all about the birds this week on the Friday Night Catfight podcast.
Bluebird, bluebird, please put this letter down south. Bluebird, bluebird, please take this letter down south for me. Way down in Atlanta, Georgia, bluebird down on Auburn Street. She might not be at home now, bluebird, but please knock upon her door. She might not be at home, not bluebird, but please knock on her door. She might be right across the street, visiting her next door neighbors, you know. Yes, take it away now, man. Come back home, Lord, I know there's something wrong. If he don't come back home pretty soon, Lord, I know there's something wrong. He been gone 2 weeks. Lordy, brought me no news today. I'm gonna get up in the morning. I'm going down that sunny road. I'm gonna get up in the morning, get up in the morning. Going down that sunny road. I ain't heard from my bluebird. Lordy, ain't he come back home.
Well, me and my girl went out the other night down Lover's Lane. We were walking. She said, "Ah, honey child, do you love me?" Right away, I started talking as a bluebird blue, as a cat got a tail. If a bluebird's blue, then honey, I love you. Well, I held her close and kissed her. Then I looked in those big green eyes. She said, hey boy, do you love me? I said, I wouldn't be at all surprised. Is a bluebird blue? Can a big wheel roll? If a bluebird's blue, then honey, I love you. Finally believe my story. Said, baby, I understand. Well, now I'm gonna be your little loving girl, and you'll be my big loving man. As a bluebird blue, I has a bear got hair. If a bluebird's blue, then honey, I love you. Oh, it's a bluebird blue, baby. I tell me, honey, has a bear got hair? Can a big wheel roll? Oh, baby, has a cat got a tail?
There's a high flying bird flying way up in the sky, and I wonder if she looks down as she goes on by. Well, she's flying so free and easy in the sky. Lord, look at me here. I'm rooted like a tree. Got to sit down, can't cry. Oh Lord, I'm gonna die blue. Now the sun, it comes up and it lights up the day. And when he gets tired, Lord, and goes on down his way to the east and to the west, he meets God every day. Lord, look at me here. I'm rooted like a tree. Got to sit down, can't cry. Oh Lord, gonna die blue. Now I had a woman
crying. Then one day my woman up and died. Lord, she up and died now. Oh Lord, she up and died now. Hey, she wanted to fly, and the only way to fly is die, die, die. Well, there's a high flying bird flying way up in the sky, and I wonder if she looks down as she goes on by. Well, she's flying so freely in the sky. Yeah, Lord, got me here. Hey, I'm rooted like a tree. I'll go sit down, can't cry. Hold on, I'm gonna die blue. Got to sit down, can't cry. Hold on, I'm gonna die blue. Hey, yeah.
Like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like the worm on a hook, like a night from some old-fashioned book, I have saved
greatest poets and lyricists of the second half of the last century, Leonard Cohen. Bird on a Wire from his Songs from a Room LP. Before that, a song that Richie Havens heard in his early days while playing around Greenwich Village. That recording is from 1967, High Flying Bird. Conway Twitty gave us Is a Bluebird Blue, which was written by Joe Melson and Roy Orbison. It was recorded in Nashville and released on MGM Records in 1961. And The Hook, John Lee Hooker from 52 with Bluebird Blues. Well, it's time to move into a song that actually had enough of a controversy to get to court. Paula Watson cut this tune in 1948 for the Supreme label. It's called A Little Bird Told Me. Shortly after that, Decca Records covered the tune with their own Evelyn Knight's version. Supreme was so upset because they copied the arrangement almost exactly, they took him to court. And get this, Supreme Records lost the case. But this case would be referenced years later when Laverne Baker would try to take Mercury Records to court over their cover in use of the same arrangement of her Tweedly D. Tom Dowd, the engineer over at Atlantic Records, claimed that Mercury Records actually used the exact same engineer and took the arrangement note for note, and all they did was lay Georgia Gibbs' vocals over it. Well, Laverne Baker was unsuccessful in that case as well. Here's Paula Watson with A Little Bird Told Me. Got the Friday Night Cat Fight over the song Birdland coming up right after this tune. Records 1948. It's the world famous Friday Night Cat Fight. Time for the Battle Royale, baby. Gonna play two different versions of the same song. Tonight's song is Birdland. We're gonna hear both versions of this tune back to back. I want you to listen closely to both versions and then decide for yourself which one you truly dig the most. and vote for it back at my website, FridayNightCatFight.com. This song was written in 1958 by Ace Records label owner Johnny Vincent. The song was written as We Like Birdland and originally recorded by Huey Smith and the Clowns, although the Ace release of this record just says Huey Smith. In 1963, Chubby Checker took it to the number 12 position for the Parkway label. That one was just entitled Birdland, but it's the same tune. I want you to listen to both of these songs in their entirety and vote for the one you dig the most at FridayNightCatFight.com. What's it going to be, Huey Smith or Chubby Checker? Here's Birdland!
We like
Blackbird Land. Chubby Checker, 1963, up against Huey Smith's 1958 version of the song We Like Birdland. Go back to my website, FridayNightCatFight.com, and vote for the one you truly dig the most. I'm your furry later, Matt the Cat. I hope you enjoyed this week's program on songs about birds. Coming up next week, we're going to dig a little deeper into the bird theme and do songs about chickens. Lots of great chicken songs coming your way next week on the world famous Friday Night Cat Fight. Make sure you leave a comment when you vote on FridayNightCatFight.com. Drop me an email, MattTheCat@MattTheCat.com. I'd love to hear from you, cats and kittens. And going to end the show with Ursel Hickey's 1958 version of Bluebirds Over the Mountain. This song would also be covered by Ritchie Valens and the Beach Boys. Ursel Hickey taking us on home. Have yourselves a great weekend, and I'll be back on that flip side, baby. Keep on grinning and keep those records spinning. It's the Friday Night Cat Fight Podcast.
Bluebirds over the mountain, seagulls over the sea. Bluebirds over the mountain, baby to me. A boy and girl, they fell in love. Each it was like heaven above. He looked into her eyes of blue. She vowed to him that she'd be true. Bluebirds over the mountain, seagulls over the sea. Bluebirds over the mountain, bring my baby to me. Come back home, bluebirds over.